Since this article was first published online, the US Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. This is a decision that will have lasting ramifications across the world, not only for medical professionals and patients who are seeking access to reproductive health care, but also in terms of the social sphere, the cultural sphere. How do we discuss abortion? Do we frame it as a debate? And who is being left out when we do that? As a writer, I'm most interested in these questions, and in this article, I approach them through the fiction of Bessie Head. Head was born in South Africa in the years leading up to apartheid and lived for most of her adult life in Botswana. Both of these countries have very vexed relationships with reproductive health, and they are very interesting case studies for thinking through how we discuss abortion and the distinction between abortion law and abortion access. The so-called new materialists, mostly from the US and Europe, use words like agency to discuss this contradiction and to argue that we need to focus on women's well-being when discussing abortion. However, I argue in this article that the concept of reproductive agency actually emerges several decades before the new materialists are discussing this issue. We see reproductive agency in the fiction of Bessie Head and her contemporaries writing from the 1960s onwards in Southern Africa. Their work is nuanced and situated, and the ecological metaphors that they use for abortion have never been more relevant than they are today with ongoing global health crises.